Hello and a very warm welcome to Friday's Adventure. Here we are at the 9th of December, at day 13 of our Advent journey. The 9th of December is apparently designated Christmas card day, and I hope all your plans to get all the Christmas cards written are progressing well. Apparently Monday is the advised date for getting second class post in to be assured of delivery by Christmas. But I'm sure that over recent years, and particularly with the rising cost of everything, including postage, we're finding other ways to share our Christmas greetings and perhaps an email with a nice Christmas image is an appropriate way of sharing something of our love and our good wishes for family, for friends, for colleagues, neighbours, all those with whom we do want to share something of the hope, the peace, the joy, the love of this season. But don't be spending a fortune unless you really want to and have to. One website that I often visit, a fantastic resource, is at canva.com, canva.com. I'll pop the link in the description below. And there at Canva, you can create some really wonderful images. I use it a lot for some of the publicity around the churches. And the free version contains lots of fascinating graphics, pictures, sounds and video clips as well, if you want to do something in video. But do have a look at canva.com and let your creativity run riot. I've just realized that I haven't let you see me yet. I'm looking at the wrong camera here. Hello, welcome to you. So today no guests on the podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the contribution that guests have been making to our adventure along the way. And oh, I'm just seeing the message there. We can hear, but we can't see you. You can see me now, and good to see the comments in the chat there. And well, we can bring them up on screen as well. Hello, Sandra. Welcome to you. Thank you for pointing out that you couldn't see me. And if anyone else would like to say hello in the chat or the comments on Facebook or YouTube, wherever you are watching, that will be fantastic. So we're thinking about Christmas cards, and here's some other cards. And go on, pick a card. Which one would you like? Pick a card. And some different ideas, things that we might do to find peace in our own lives. There's one that says, read. Are you taking time to read things, to learn, to take in some other ideas? A chapter a day is good for the mind. An apple a day is good for the body. A prayer a day, good for the soul. Ways that we find peace in our own lives. Go on, which card would you like? Here's one that said, oh, live dangerously. Maybe sometimes we need to take ourselves out of our comfort zone in order to really explore peace in our own lives. What else have we got here? Oh, take time to play with the kids. Play with kids. And we've, this one says brain drain. It's taking time to get everything that's in our mind out, to capture all the things. Oh, I need to do that. I need to do that. Get them out of your head onto paper, a to-do list, a tablet, smartphone, whatever it is. One of the ways that we find some peace for ourselves. Here's a good one. Be really silly. Be really silly. Good to take time just to let that joy express itself. And next week, we will be thinking about joy and some fantastic guests, some already recorded, some wonderful material ready for you for next week. Plan nothing. I was having a good look over the diary, trying to fit some things in between now and Christmas. And oh, it can be a very full diary, a very full time. But good just to see that there are times when we have nothing planned and can take time for some peace for ourselves. Be healthy. Take time to be intentional about the things you're eating or the things you're not eating. And well, maybe prepare to then let yourself enjoy all the goodies around Christmas time. And the last one I've got, you will laugh at yourself. Time to remember that life's too serious to be taken seriously all the time. And we need to take time with our laughter, with the funny side of life. So no one else talking to me in the chat. We've got a few folk online and we will leave it there for this Friday. Tomorrow we have the first of our Christmas breakfasts here on the peninsulas, and at Ardgour there'll be breakfast at 9:30 for 10 o'clock, and we'll have some carols and some fun. And if you are local and thinking, I'd like to be there, let me know as soon as possible so that I can see that there's a bacon roll or whatever for you. So that's tomorrow. And then Sunday, oh, busy day on Sunday, there'll be worship at Strontian, and there'll be worship at Ardgour, and there'll be worship and carols and a baptism at Kingairloch Church on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. The Adventure will be live at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and by that time we will have lit the third of the Advent candles, the candle for joy. And then on Sunday evening down at Loch Allen, there will be carols. And Lynn is saying hi everyone, and going on to say, second time this week I've been live too. And Lynn will also be live on Sunday evening in Loch Allen and will be playing and helping us to have that carol singing gathering at the Village Hall in Loch Allen on Sunday evening. Thank you all very much indeed for sharing in the adventure today and in previous days. And we'll see you. Well, I won't see you. You'll see. Well, hopefully you will see me, and I'll remember and have the camera on and not the graphic there. Have a great weekend. God bless you all. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season. And always.